Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Arts Connection for Monday, December 30th, 2013. Well, last year, rock vocalist and three-time Juno nominee Chris Greenwood, who performs as Manifest, released the Fighter CD. Recently, the Pickering, Ontario native wrote his first book, also titled The Fighter, which is the story of how he conquered his own fears and found success. Manifest is on the phone with us from his California home to talk about his latest endeavor. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to The Fighter, the title track from Manifest's The Fighter CD.
I thought I knew it all, but I didn't. I thought I seen it all just beginning. Sometimes we fall before we finish. This ain't a call, it's just realness. I never knew my dad, I just hide it. I never took a class, I just write it. Sometimes I don't like what I see. Sometimes it's so hard to believe. Down and out, I start to doubt it. On the gas, took off the mask, still on the black. If I don't know, I just ask. I'm a grown man, so this cold world, never looking back. Weighing out my strikes, pay cash. I believe in God, I can beat the odds. You'll see me on the screen in Gus. Down and out, I start to doubt. I hit the ground, I'm bruised, but I won't break.
And now to our interview with Manifest. Good evening, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Not bad. In The Fighter, you talk about some of the struggles you overcame in your life and that. Let's give our listeners a little bit of background on what some of those struggles might have been.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Pickering, Ontario, which is just outside of Toronto. And when I was about 5 years old, my dad had committed suicide. So I didn't have a father growing up for a long time. But what was really cool was there's a man at the church that approached my mom to be a father figure to me, to take me, you know, skating and skiing and doing a whole bunch of different stuff that a father would normally take his son. So there was a period of time definitely where I didn't have a dad, which really, you know, sucked, man. It was really rough, you know, not having someone to pour in certain things. But, you know, God is always just so good to, you know, got to plan that what the devil meant for good, God was able to turn around, and this man was able to be that type of father figure to me to kind of help and, you know, teach me the gospel and a bunch of other stuff. So that's the basic start of it.
Yeah, and then you had a couple other bumps along the way. You were looking at becoming a professional skateboarder, and there was a little bit of a kink thrown in there.
Yeah, you know, like You know, after losing my dad and whatnot, I became very introverted and, you know, gained a lot of weight and, you know, got picked on in school a lot, bullied, and just very introverted, you know, kind of turned to myself. And when I started skateboarding, man, it, like, opened up a new door of, like, just freedom and possibility and made new friends and, you know, finally felt like I could fit in for once. And like you said, yeah, I had this dream of becoming a pro skater. And it was at the end of grade 12 when I graduated, I got in an accident skating downtown, and I hurt my foot so bad I couldn't skate for like over a month. And that might not seem like a lot to anyone else, but it seemed like eternity for me, and my whole life and dream just crushed right in front of my face. But that's what led to me writing music.
And even in the music, when you first started out, I remember talking one time, you were talking about how you ended up in the beginning part of your career, you know, things were going well, and then things kind of started going sideways again.
Yeah, the music industry is definitely very tricky, man. You know, I quit my job that was, you know, paying me really well. I was just working in Mississauga there, and I thought I was going to be a rock star once I got signed. And within 3 months, I almost went broke. And so I had a real eye-opener to what the music industry is all about. And, you know, that's what I talk about in the book a little bit, perseverance and not quitting and keep chasing after that dream.
Well, looking at the book and that, and looking at even your music, I mean, you started out with the CD, The Fighter. And that was an opportunity for you to sort of express some of the things that you get into more detail in the book. How did all of these struggles and the things that you went through really start shaping you and shaping the music that you were developing at the time?
Yeah, well, it's amazing. You know, most people don't relate to your success as much as they relate to your struggle. And I found that a lot in the books and the music that I read. And, you know, when you hear someone write about their pain or sing about a situation or a struggle, it's like, oh, man, they went through that too, and they overcame it. And so that means, you know, that if I don't quit, I can overcome that as well. And I find we just really relate to those stories. Like, you know, even Jesus spoke in parables and sharing stories. And I think, you know, that's what we as humans relate to, you know. It's just our humanity, or whatever it is that you want to call it, our human side of us, that just like can, you know, touch and feel that stuff. It makes us feel alive. And so that's what I began to write about, and I felt like that connected to my audience even more. And with the book, it's definitely been a different angle and different heart string that I've been pulling on than it has been with the music.
Well, looking at the music, and I look at The Fighter, and that's probably one of the most personal songs that you've written in terms of your own challenges and struggles and stuff like that. How much of a challenge and how difficult was it for you to start putting into song and putting down on paper some of the stuff that you've gone through?
Yeah, it's like sometimes when I'm writing music, it's like I really try to get into an emotional state to really try and replay things or get in a spot where I can aggressively or emotionally, like, kind of, the word is, bleed these lyrics out or cry these lyrics out and get in that state so that it comes off real, it comes off natural. And it's not the sense of dwelling in the past or anything, but trying to recreate that moment to try and connect with somebody. With writing a book, it's a little different because it's words on paper and there's not music behind it and all this stuff, but still the same try to elements that I'm trying to connect to.
Well, what I want to do is take a quick break here, and when we come back with Chris Greenwood, who performs under the name Manifest, we're going to talk a little bit more about the book. And I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
When you're waking, you can't believe your eyes, 'cause all the truth that you knew has turned to lies. When you're scared and you can't see past the day, remember who holds tomorrow. Know his love will light your way. Hold on when everything is shaking. Stand strong when the ground is falling through. Reach out to my hand in the darkness that's holding you. I'll be your peace in the waiting, your strength when you're broken on the floor.
can see all the scars from yesterday. When the parade goes by and you feel alone, never lose hope to sorrow. You're closer than you know. Hold on, when everything is shaking, stand strong when the ground is falling through. Reach out to my hand in the darkness that's holding you. I'll be your peace in the waiting, your strength when you're broken.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Never Let You Go from the Fighter CD by Manifest. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to continue our conversation with Manifest. Going back to the book and that, what sort of made you decide, and I know you get into it in the book itself, but what made you decide to finally start writing this stuff down in a book so that you could get more of an explanation about some of the challenges and that you've gone through and how you've persevered through them?
Yeah, well, while I was on tour, you know, and going through some of the struggles, sometimes sleeping on floors or sleeping in the car, you know, and the long drives, I started to read books myself a lot, and they just helped me out so much. Like, they're just so inspiring to read these stories of other men and women that have overcome stuff. And I realized, like, the power in it, you know, and just the ability to change someone's life. And some of them even encouraged to share your own story. And I was like, man, well, maybe I do have a story. Maybe I do have something that I can share with someone, especially when I started to kind of find some success. I felt like I could help out other people, because I really do believe, you know, you can't help other people until you first get in a position where you've helped yourself, where you can really pull somebody else up, you know? And that's when I started to kind of write it down in my phone, and I remember just jotting down little notes and ideas, and that's kind of just seeding it, you know. It's like it starts out with a small little seed, and you water it, and you tend to build on it, and all of a sudden I find I'm in this book world and taking little courses on writing and reading books on it, and it's just a whole different process than recording a CD.
Well, you talk about something that a lot of writers dread, and that's where somehow you're the information you've been gathering in that you got deleted. So sort of how did you face that and decide to continue on?
Well, you know, it's like you're sitting there and it's like, man, like, why did this happen, you know? And especially when you've eked out all this creativity, you know, you wondered, is it worth doing the work? Am I supposed to do this? And you battle these thoughts of, you know, whether I should keep going or whether this was meant to be even, you know? But I just... The passion inside, and that's how you know if it's really real and God's calling you to do it. If you just can't stop thinking about it, or you just can't let it go, then, you know, there's someone knocking on the door there telling you that maybe you really do need to do this. And that's how I felt about the book.
Well, looking at that and looking at the book and the music and that, how does that all relate to each other? How did it all come together?
Well, the CD came out first, and I think, you know, a little shortly afterwards, I started to think about the book, and I just loved the idea, the concept of a fighter and someone that's, you know, willing to go through the the arena, the pain to chase after their dreams and to put their kind of heart on the line there. And definitely not the idea of a boxer necessarily, but just someone who's willing to go through life and fight for their dreams. I just love that whole idea of a fighter, someone who just keeps getting up and keeps getting up even though they're knocked down by life, you know?
Talk about, in there, you talk about the anatomy of a fighter and the different things that you need to do as a fighter. Let's give the listeners a little bit of an explanation of what those things are and how that developed.
Yeah, I kind of went through different topics that I thought were the most relatable and that impacted me the most. And the first key in the anatomy of a fighter was courage, the ability to just step out and to start. You know, a lot of us have these dreams, but we're so, you know, filled up with fear instead of faith and just don't have that courage to step out and start. And so that's the key number one, is just to get out there, you know, make that phone call, start that job or, you know, that program or whatever it is that you're passionate about, is to start. And then key number two is to persevere, to keep going, because sometimes you get really excited and you do start, but then all of a sudden you're faced with a problem or one little roadblock, and then you want to give up. And that's when you got to keep going. You got to persevere. And then I talk about in there about having a positive mindset, which we call fighter's mindset, and just, you know, seeing yourself doing it, surrounding yourself with people that are encouraging you and not the complainers and the whiners, but people that are going to, you know, boost you up. Because it's amazing sometimes you can share your dream with somebody and they don't really encourage you. They can't see you doing it. And it's like they tend to compare themselves about what they can do and not what you can do, you know. And so I always say to have a positive mindset and surround yourself with good people, good books, good inspirational, you know, music or teachings. And then the last two, discipline, and that's almost self-explanatory, but, you know, sometimes when you look at a champion or an Olympic athlete's, you know, routine, you know, they're very disciplined and have certain things in place so that they can set themselves up to win. And then finally, is the last key is willpower. And I chat about just the purpose and the why you do what you do. And when your dream and your passion is bigger than you are, you know, you'll have the willpower to keep going when everything seems like it's not going to work. You know, your greater purpose that's bigger than yourself. And for me, it's God and what he's done in my life and wanting to impact other people. That gives you the drive to keep going when everybody else has gone home.
Well, looking at those five things, you know, courage, perseverance, the mindset, the discipline, and the willpower, what one was there one that you had that was more particularly challenging for you than any of the others?
You know, that's a good question. I haven't actually been asked that yet. And well, they're all. I felt like the courage one was always easy for me to start. You know, definitely perseverance felt like sometimes I'd be lying if I didn't say that. Like, man, I don't know, man, if I can keep going. And you know, and then the discipline was also very, very tricky sometimes, and just to set that routine up. And also sometimes even my, you know, if my wife was on the road with me or whatever, sometimes I could, it's easy to complain, right? You know, it's always easy to compare yourself to other people, and that's where really having a positive mindset and filling up on the word and saying, you know, no, God does have a plan for me, and just look at him for your answers as opposed to comparing yourself to other people. So that's I'd say that's probably actually the biggest one is having a positive mindset all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at the book's been out for a couple of months. What's been the reaction so far?
You know, it's been really neat, man. Just the way it's impacted people's lives and the stories of people saying like, man, I never read books and I read this whole thing in one sitting and it's helped. I'm going to reread it again. It helped me so much. And, you know, it's different because people actually care what I have to say as opposed to what I'm singing about without the music. And so it's very humbling, and it's an honor to be able to hear people say it's impacted them. You know, some people wanting to change their city for Jesus. And just I wanted it to be an action book, and it really feels like people are taking it seriously, and it's encouraging them and pumping them up. They're like, go do something, you know, and that's been the response. And so it's just, I'm so excited.
Great. What I want to do is I want to take one final break, and then we'll be right back to wrap up our conversation with musician Chris Greenwood, who performs under the name Manifest. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Pushover from Manifest's Fighter CD. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to finish up our conversation with Manifest. One of the things I've noticed in the last little while is you've put out some calls and been letting people know that you're willing to come and talk to them about some of the stuff that you discuss in the Fighter and that. Have you had any takers yet? Have you had many people that have said, yeah, come out and talk to us and we want to find out more what's going on?
Yeah, you know, definitely we play a lot of shows, and I speak at stuff, and I've been speaking before the show a little bit more. We did something in Port Hope the other day, and I was also actually in Kitchener at my cousin's church, and it's just so refreshing to me to be able to share when I'm not in a rush to perform the next song or whatnot, but I can actually take the time to share about this kind of stuff and take questions and do a Q&A if we need to, and let people get those questions and things out. I love it.
When people are talking to you about it, what are you getting feedback in terms of what's having the most impact on them from the book?
You know, I find people like the story, you know, and are curious about, you know, the music industry a lot sometimes, because I think there's this mystique over it and how it really works and whatnot. And the fact that I share some of that stuff, especially what happened to me, and I could only go so in depth, and I was trying to stay focused, so I couldn't go off the track too much. I probably have to write something else to talk about that, but definitely a lot of questions about that from some of my fans that, you know, also have passions to do music, and being able to encourage them, you know, like how long does it take to get signed, and, you know, how did you get signed, and, you know, that whole mystique of a record deal.
So what's next on the agenda for you?
Right now I'm working on new music. I'm working on a new record that's going to come out in 2014, so I'm definitely busy with that, and still with this, the book out, just different interviews and kind of a promotion plan with that, and shooting some more videos. So, yeah, really, really busy year next year, but I'm home for Christmas and going to be relaxed a little bit with the family, and I'm looking forward to 2014.
Well, what about if people are interested in learning more about the Fighter, either the book or the CD, or even about you, where do they get that information?
Yeah, for the book, it's in Christian bookstores in Canada and online, Amazon, and you can connect with me on any of the social medias, whether that's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. We're on all of them, so definitely connect with me there, and I do respond personally, so hit me up.
Great, and you got a website?
Manifest.net.
And Manifest is M-A-N-A-F-E-S-T.
Yep, that's right.
Make sure. Well, Chris, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much, man. Have a great night.
Thank you. And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thanking my guests, Chris Greenwood, also known as Manifest. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.selawministries.ca. That's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.